Praise the Lord. Message number 137. The title of the message, Put God First, Part 12. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Let us read Psalm 40. This is a Psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, there would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, Here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me, for troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, Aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, The Lord be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we bless you for your word to us, for your messages that you send us on time that will help us to see your will and your plan for us. You guide us, O Lord, with your word and lead us to live a life pleasing to you, to put you first in our life and being, O God, in the life of our families, in the life of our ministries. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, O God. Anoint my lips and let me deliver the message, your message, in a clear way to your church and to your people. Bring the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach to those who are waiting and who are in need of your word. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. another way to put God first, another style in putting God first is when you are waiting upon God. Don't do your own, but wait upon God so that He will come and solve your problem. Don't go for resolution, but go for a solution. When you don't wait upon God and you want to do your own, you will solve the problem temporarily, but then you will fall into another problem, or the same problem will come back again to you. You need to wait upon God, and that is how you show that you put God first. Around you, people, they do their own. God knows that you are discomforted and you are suffering, and you are passing into a trial, but that will not give you the right to do like other people are doing around you. In Psalm 37 verse 1, do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. Don't do like other people. To solve their problem, they do wrong things, to quit the trials. That will not help you at all. Psalm 37 and verse 7 to verse 9 speak about the same things. People who trust God, they will wait upon Him until He will come, and He will solve it by Himself, not by their own. Psalm 37 verse 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Be still. Wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Don't be envious of other people. They solve their problem, but they have done wrong things in the wrong way. Verse 8, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. Don't do your own. Verse 9, for evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Those who do evil to solve their problem, those who does not like to wait upon God, they will be cut off. And sure, you don't want to be cut off. That's why you need to wait upon the Lord. In Psalm 40 verse 4, say, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. When you don't put God first and you don't wait upon God, you want to do your own, something not in the word of God, you are turning to the right and to the left and start to do your own. You are looking for idols and doing things against God's will. So that will make you non-blessed. And that's here the message. Although God knew that you are suffering, but still He needs you very much to wait for Him. David did the same. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He waited. Where he was waiting, David? Where he was? He said, he lifted me out of the steamy pit, in the pit, out of the mud and mire. He was in the middle of the mud, sucking mud, taking him down. He went there for God. He was discomforted like you, but he waited patiently like me. But he waited patiently. And while he was waiting, what he was doing? Crying to God. Because he said, he turned to me and heard my cry. And we need to cry, to pray, There's no way, there's no solution for a problem. You pray, you cry to God. That's what God wants you to do, not to do your own. Why God is not answering? No need to say why to God. Maybe God is testing your faith. In James chapter 1 and verse 2 to 4, consider it a pure joy, my brother, when you pass trials of many kinds, because the testing, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. God is testing your faith. He wants to check what kind of faith. Is this faith based on Him or on what He gave? Because the testing of your faith, because you know the testing of your faith develop perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Be patient. God is testing your faith. God is checking you. What kind of faith and person you are? Are you putting God first and wait on God, or you put yourself first and do what you want? No. Give time to God. Give Him the time. Give Him the leading. Let Him take over of the situation. Certain time, you know, God give vision and give certain things, and we are sure that God who gave it, but it will not be fulfilled at our own pace. It will not be fulfilled at your own pace, but God had His own timing and His own pace. God have His own timetable, and we need to wait for God to put His hand and fulfill it. God going to do it in steps and stages. Which time? We don't know. How? We need to wait so that He will work it out for us. In the book of Habakkuk, the Lord gave vision to Habakkuk. Habakkuk was waiting. Habakkuk was discomforted with the people around him. The same as you are now. Your problem is with the people. People causing you problem, hardship, trials. You are struggling, you are praying, you are crying to God. But you need to wait. Habakkuk in chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, he starts this: I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what He will say to me, and what answer I am to give to this complaint. So I will go to the temple and I will speak to God, and I will see what He will give me an answer. He is not speaking. He is not answering. God is silent. God wanted to wait for Him. In verse 2, then the Lord answered. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. He said, write down the revelation. Write it down, put it on tablets so that it will be proclaimed. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. What God is telling him, write it down. It will come to pass in an appointed time. It will not prove false, it will happen. Although it will be taking time, wait for it. Wait upon God. What God has said, what God has promised in His word, He will do it in His time. He made everything beautiful in His time. But the message today is to put God first by waiting for Him. People laughing on you, mocking you, enemies watching that you are going down, and which time you will be no more. God knows that. God knows you are wasting away. But what is the purpose of keeping you waiting? God wants you to put Him first in your life. God wants to protect you. God is looking on you. He is not leaving you alone. He is beside you. You are not aware of it. The time will come and you will know that the Lord was with you. As David said, He lifted me out of the slimy pit. Be assured that God will take you out from the pit, out of the mud and mire. And David said, He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. You need to wait upon God so that you don't need to solve the problem partially, and then you will go fall into another problem, or the problem will come back to you. No. God will solve it in a way that He will make you stand on a firm place. He will make your feet set on a rock, and He will give you a firm place to stand. And you will testify about the goodness of the Lord. And many will see the testimony. Many will see what the Lord had done to you, and they will put their trust in the Lord. Why God keeping you waiting? Why God allow trials, and this trial in particular, to continue? Verse 4, Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. While you are waiting, God is testing. Are you putting His trust on Him or on idols or other things? He will keep you waiting until He is sure that you had put, that you had make the Lord your trust. That is the value of being waiting. What is more benefit of being waiting, and that is the value of putting God first by being waiting? The testimony will be greater. In verse 5, say, many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you have planned for us. No one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, there would be too many to declare. The more you are waiting upon God, the more the testimony and the work of God will be greater. And that's why God wants you to wait. While you are waiting, what is the purpose of God? God will lead you to do His will, to fulfill God's will and purpose. And that's what He says in verse 6 to verse 8. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. God will lead you while you are waiting to do His will, to fulfill the word of God and to fulfill the message of God and the will of God in your life. And that is the value of being waiting upon God, and not to do your own, but to do His will. What is the value of God allowing trials and keep you waiting? What is the value of putting God first, of being patient? The message will be more clear and more validated when it comes from a person who passed through suffering. When you are passing through suffering, but you still proclaiming the message, more will be valuable. In verse 9 and verse 10, I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. David was afflicted, but he was still proclaiming the righteousness of God in the assembly, in the church, among his people, the people of God. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. When you pass through trials, through hardship, and the people, they will see that you are waiting, the message will be more weighing and more heavy and more validated by your testimony being truthful to God and standing firm and putting Him first by waiting upon Him to come and to solve it by Himself. What is more benefit of putting God first and wait upon Him? We will live by the grace of God through trials. In verse 11 and the beginning of verse 12, do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me, for troubles without number surround me. David asking for God's mercy and God's grace and God's love, and that is should be our provision. This should be your provision in time of trials and waiting upon God. As you are waiting upon God, waiting for Him to relieve you completely from your problem, every now and then the Lord will shower you with His mercy and grace and give you what you need and relieve you little by little until the radical solution of your problem. Why God is making you waiting for Him? In verse 12, from the middle of the verse, we read, my sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Speak here about sin and the importance of repentance from sin during the time of trials. In the time of trials, God will use it to lead you to repentance. And that's how you put God first. Part of your suffering is due to sin. And God wants you to realize that and to repent of your sin. That is how you put God first, not to solve the problem by another way or whatever means available, but to go deep to the root cause, and whatever sin is there, you need to repent. Your sin has been separated you from God. Sin, one of the reasons of persistent trials and suffering. As the Holy Spirit lead you and show you, you repent on the spot, and the Lord will relieve you on His perfect time. God wants you to wait. While you are waiting, repent of your sin. God wants you to rely on Him during the trials. God wants you to wait. And what is the value of putting God first? Our life should be based on God's miracle, no merit for us at all in any situation of your life. And we read verse 13. He say, "Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me." That should be the same way. When we look to our life should be sustained by God's miracles. Every day, God is doing not one miracle, God is doing many miracles in your life. Are you aware of that or no? Even you are in the pit, in the mud, in the middle of these trials, but God is there beside you, and His miracles is saving you from death. But you need to rely, you need to realize that your life now and for the future and even in the past is based on God's miracle in your life. What is the value of waiting upon God? And that's the way how we put God first, not ourselves, and do our own. In verse 14 and verse 15, "May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, 'Aha,' be apart at their own shame." As you put God first and wait upon Him, God will deal with your enemies, those evildoers, those against you, those who are troubling you. God will be able to deal with them one by one, but according to His right time and pace. And what else? What are the benefits of waiting upon God? Verse 16. "But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, 'The Lord be exalted.'" What is the other value of waiting upon God? We will be withdrawn to the right people. Which time? You will know the right people when you pass through trial. When you are rich, everything there, everything fine with you, many people around you. But when trials will come, you will see the enemies, and you will see the evildoers, and you need to wait upon God that He will cut them off from their way. And you will see also the right people who follow God. Those, they will not appear at once, but as long the trials will prolong in your life, you can see and discern and know who are the right people who are a blessing in your life. And God will open your eyes to move with such kind of people who follow God. And I pray that this message is not a burden but a blessing to you who hear it. Now I understand, even as I preach the message, I'm very convinced that I need to wait upon God so that I will build my trust fully on the Lord. I repent of my sin. The message will be more clear from me. I'll be based my life on God's miracle. I can see the wrong people, and I can witness the miracles of God and His wonders, how He is dealing with evildoers, and how He sustained my daily, and how He is leading me, and how He is leading me to be with the right people of Him. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. Oh my God, do not delay. That is the style of life that God wants from you and from me to live. Instead of prayer, petition, fasting, crying, God will become the trust that we live on. Waiting upon God and putting Him first in prayer, petition, fasting, crying unto Him is the style that God wants to see in our life. And this is the correct and the right style. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. You must know that changes are taking place. Changes are coming. And changes we embrace and move forward to the next level of growth, maturity, and service unto God. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 5. As you do not know the path of the wind, or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. You may not understand why you are passing through trial, why like that, why it is stagnant, but later on you can see clearly that God was and is, and He will continue to work in your life as you continue to wait upon Him. In the book of Isaiah, it shows the value of waiting upon the Lord. Book of Isaiah chapter 40, and I will read verse 28 to verse 31. It says here, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. You don't know. He is in control of everything. He will not grow tired or weary. And His understanding no one can fathom. You may not understand, but you have to believe and be assured that God is watching and know everything what is going on. He gives strength to the weary. That is His grace to us. He gives us strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. If you are weak, then God can increase the power of the weak. God can increase your power. You may say that I am old, I am sick, I'm not having a very good food, I don't have money to afford for that. Listen to verse 30. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. Youth and young men, they are very healthy, but he said they may get tired and weary, they may stumble and fall. Even they are young. Verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. How the strength will increase and get renewed? When you hope in the Lord. Not that when you sleep more, or you eat more, or you take vitamins. No. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. You will go by the Holy Spirit. You will go with the Holy Spirit to higher level. The Holy Spirit will take us and show us what the Lord is about to do for us. He will show us more clearly. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. We will go forward and do the work and not get tired. They will walk and not be repent. We will walk with God. We will wait upon God. We will wait with God in the trials. And we will not faint. We will be sustained. No shame feeling. No fear. No anxieties. The Lord is with us. As we realize the value of waiting upon God and putting Him first, not ourselves, and wait upon Him to come and do to us the needful. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your word that bring encouragement and strength and revival and hope and renewal of strength, O God, and in Your understanding of Your ways, O Lord. I pray that the message will inspire every one of us, especially those who are passing through trials. And every time we pass through hardship, Lord, remind us of Your word, so that we'll get encouraged, O God, so that we'll continue to honor You by putting You first, waiting upon You to come and do the needful for us. We thank You and we bless You. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let Your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.